From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida's legislative session that ended on Friday is sure to go down in the books for the passing of several landmark bills. In the final hours of session, lawmakers approved a measure that would allow the sale of a strain of low-dose marijuana for medical use. They also voted to allow students living illegally in the country to qualify for in-state tuition rates for college and passed a sweeping bill aimed at overhauling the state's child welfare system. But they also used the waning days of session 2014 to right a wrong. Lawmakers signed off on a bill that would allow a 78-year-old man to finally receive payment for the 21 years he wrongly served in prison after his children died of poisoning. Margie Menzel has this report.
James Richardson, who was released after then-Governor Bob Martinez ordered a special investigation, could receive $1.2 million. Richardson's seven children died in 1967 in Arcadia from insecticide placed in their lunch.
Sometimes my fellow man have let me down, but God have lifted me up.
Richardson was released in 1989 after Martinez appointed a special prosecutor, then State Attorney Janet Reno of Miami, later U.S. Attorney General, and his sentence was vacated. If Governor Rick Scott signs the measure, it would apply to cases in which a governor has appointed a special prosecutor to review a claimant's conviction, and the claimant was originally convicted and sentenced to death before January 1, 1980. The bill unanimously passed the Senate late Friday, after passing the House unanimously the week before. House Speaker Will Weatherford welcomed Richardson, who now lives in Kansas, to the chamber on Thursday.
There's no question that anybody could ever imagine the pain that you endured, sir. There's just no question that we could do that. But what we can try to do is bring justice to the situation and bring honor to you, and you honor us with your presence.
Richardson plans to spend his compensation, should it come, to build a church. But despite his ability to forgive, he's never stopped grieving the loss of his children.
I missed them today, and I would like to see them, if I can, maybe one day in heaven.
I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
A Haitian official says a mosquito-borne virus spreading in the Caribbean has been found in Haiti. Health Minister Florence Duperval told reporters that lab tests have confirmed 14 cases involving the virus known as chikungunya. Duperval says public health advisories will soon air on Haitian radio. This virus causes a sharp fever and is rarely fatal, but some people experience joint pain for months or years. The Pan American Health Organization has confirmed more than 4,000 cases of chikungunya in the Caribbean. Most of the cases have been found in the French Caribbean islands of Martinique, Guadeloupe, and St. Martin. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.